Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Well, hello there, neighbor. Thanks for stopping on by as we're getting ready to set up for the 1820 election. Yeah, you heard me right. We're here. We made it. And boy, do we have some firecracker contenders for this go-around. All sorts of new electors from new conquered lands. So how's about we get to business? Well, okay, wait, before we get down to the nitty-gritty details, we need to set the stage a little. I spent a lot of time setting this dinner table, so you better listen while I tell you how all these napkins got here, okay? You see, this election was happening during a time where everybody was breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. And everybody was feeling good because there was really only a single party that was running everything. And that said, despite the good times, this election was filled to the freaking brim with some of the pettiest drama I ever did see. How, you ask? Well, everybody was going bankrupt and losing their jobs because of that 1819 economic peacetime crash. And on top of that, everybody's different opinions on how this whole slavery thing was or wasn't going to work out on new land was coming to the forefront. And that is 100% a screaming match kind of conversation. But whatever. Even with all the drama, nobody truly stepped up to run against Man Ray. But he didn't get all the votes either. Just wait, you'll see. I bet you're all wondering who even has the votes. Well, Maine decided to be its own state, so Massachusetts doesn't have as many now. Oh, and why does Maine suddenly just exist now? Well, Missouri suddenly exists and it's a slave state. So Maine was a free state to quote unquote balance it out, because I guess that's just how diplomatic morality works in the 1800s. Oh, another thing. People die sometimes. In Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Massage Ippi, people died. Electors just died. So they ended up casting not as many votes because the Grim Reaper felt like doing some election meddling. This was also going to be Illinois' first time, and Alabama's first time, and Mississippi's first time, and even Missouri's first time, and they ain't even a state yet. Not Missouri. But hey, this is an election year, so we gotta talk about some cacti, okay? Was there even a cactus? Well, yeah, the Democrat Republicans had themselves a cactus, but barely anybody showed up because nobody was even in Man Ray's freaking way. They didn't even go through with the formal nomination because literally, what's the freaking point of wasting all this time if nobody even opposes the man? I mean, Danny Tompkins was trying to be governor of New York again, so that gave everybody something to talk about for the VP spot. But then the idiot freaking lost that election right before the cactus started. So everybody just kind of assumed he'd be the vice principal again. I know. What a bummer. I mean, some people thought he was a cruddy VP already, but they weren't upset enough to try to stop him from doing it again. They were basically like, whatever, man, you do you. Now let's talk about the campaign trail. Just kidding, that's a joke. There is no campaign trail. It's too one-sided and nobody cares. Now let's talk about the utter drama that was happening, okay? You see, Missouri was kind of in the middle of becoming a state or whatever, so everybody was still trying to figure out and make sure the fools were still following the rules and stuff. And when everyone got together to count the votes, the whole Missouri drama still hadn't been resolved, like 2 whole months after it started. And it was a real tricky problem, because if the votes are counted, then Missouri is basically a state already without enough input on whether it should be a state. If the votes aren't counted, it's like putting up a middle finger to Missouri and being like, y'all ain't a state yet. Lol. Interestingly, the Senate already saw this drama coming from a mile away, so they just made a rule that they'll make 2 tallies, one with Missouri votes and one without Missouri votes. And if anyone freaking complains, whatever, it doesn't make a difference anyway. SMH. Then this went to the House, and everybody was yelling at each other about it, but don't worry, eventually people agreed. But lo and behold, when the vote counting time came around, some palooka named Arthur Liverface from New Hampshire was all like, y'all better not count Missouri's votes, they ain't a state. And Johnny Floyd Mayweather from Virginia was all like, hold on there, buckaroo, we're counting these votes. And then everybody just started losing their freaking minds, like the Band Geeks episode of SpongeBob. The votes ended up being counted like the literal agreement said they were supposed to, and Congress had to straight up be adjourned for the whole day. Yeah, that's how wild and crazy it got. But whatever. While Congress is busy losing their minds over some legislation, let's take a look at the popularity contest votes. Oh, looks like the Federalists did get some votes, even though they didn't even have a candidate. How does that even work? Oh wait, it just doesn't work. Man Ray ended up with like 80% of the votes. And the electoral votes? Forget about it. Only 3 persnickety electoral people didn't vote for Man Ray, and if I'm remembering correctly, 2 of them died before they could. What about the 3rd guy, you ask? Well, his name is Billy the Plumber, and everybody says the only reason he didn't vote for Man Ray is so that Jorge Washington can maintain the tippy-top score of unanimous votes. That's a lie. You see, the reason why Billy Plummer from freaking New Hampshire decided to vote for the Quincy from Bleach instead has everything to do with him thinking Man Ray was just a mediocre butthead of a president. Oh, and the Plummer man also really, really, really didn't like Vice Principal Tompkins. I have a quote right here. Quote, this fool only had one freaking job as VP, and he isn't even around to do it 3/4 of the time. I swear, kids these days, they don't know what responsibility even is, man. Like, seriously. Unquote. Oh, and who did he vote for, you ask? Well, obviously the busiest boy in the White House, Richard in a Rush. Anyways, what other drama is there? Well, everybody straight up pledged to vote for Man Ray, but not everybody freaking followed through. No, really. That's why we sat around talking about Richard the Stockman, who Massachusetts voted for, or VP candidate Danny Rodney, the dude who dominated Delaware. Even Robert Goodberger Harper got a vote from Mary's Land, which is his home state. I mean, none of this really got in Danny Tompkins' way, but we can't just ignore it either, you know? So yeah, as I at least hinted earlier, this election, it was a blowout. But even in this case, there was still a lot of hubbub, you know? There's a lot of rumblings. And you know what they say about rumblings? They tend to lead to earthquakes. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the tortoise without any hair, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to Patreon and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus I'm working on, I'm telling people what happened when they gathered all those cards magically to trade them and stuff. It's gonna be a fun time. Anyways, next time, another beloved series of in-between election episodes begins. The 1821 topic of the year? Why, it's an African country. Oh, you thought this season was about U.S. history? It's still U.S. history. Why? Because this country was founded by freed U.S. slaves. Welcome to Liberia.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Palooka.